The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council has taken action to limit Chinook bycatch by the pollock fleet in the Bering Sea. In an attempt to increase Chinook returns to Western Alaska rivers, the council unanimously voted to put in place a 60,000 fish cap with an incentive program that would aim for a limit of around 47,000 Chinook. Some in the pollock fleet worry the new rule is too strict. But fishermen in Western Alaska say it won't do enough to increase Chinook returns to their rivers. KUCB's Ann Hillman has the story.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Denby Lloyd put forth the motion.
It's taken the council a while to get here, but this is a very substantive check on that uncontrolled bycatch.
The council believes that the policy balances the needs of the pollock fishery and the salmon fishery. Pollock boats that participate in incentive programs will get benefits if they keep their bycatch numbers under their individual portion of the 47,000 cap, but they'll have insurance in case they get a lightning strike or an accidental large amount of bycatch.
What do you do in the extraordinary event of what's been called a lightning strike here? And we provided for an opportunity for that to happen and not shut down the pollock fishery. In exchange for that, the pollock fishery has agreed to conditions where they are going to operate under incentive programs that in most other conditions are going to force their bycatch to well below the 47 or 48,000 cap. Perhaps, if the calculations are correct, down to a level at 32,000. And we believe that incentive aspect of this program is extremely important.
Boats that opt out of the incentive plans only get their individual portion of a 28,000 fish cap. If the fleet as a whole exceeds the 47,000 limit for any 3 of 7 years, then the 47,000 limit becomes a hard cap. Lloyd thinks the plan as a whole is a good compromise.
Pressure's on. The pollock fleet obviously provides a lot of revenue, a lot of jobs, but hopefully there's a wake-up call here that they need to be responsible for their externalities, for the costs that they're imposing on other people, other groups.
Other non-voting council members disagree. State Department Representative Nicole Ritchie told the council that she thinks the action is in direct violation of the requirements of the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the United States and Canada. Not enough Chinook are reaching Canada and the Yukon River to meet the treaty's escapement requirements, and Ritchie argues that this action does not do enough to help that problem. Ultimately, it will be up to the Secretary of State to determine if the action is in violation of the treaty. If it is, the action will be overturned. Ritchie also told the council that they're showing disrespect to the people of Alaska by allowing the desires of a fishery that is less than a quarter of a century old overrule the needs of a fishery that have sustained people for thousands of years. The people of the Yukon and from Norton Sound agree. Art Ivanoff from Unalakleet hasn't had a commercial salmon fishery in his region since 1998, and subsistence harvests are severely limited.
I think that the level is still too high. I just think we could take an approach that's a lot more conservative. I'm looking at my stocks and I'm saying I've only got 900 kings up my river system, and the forecasts don't look any better for 2009. So it's not conservative by any means.
He and others are trying to devise a strategy to change the decision, which relied heavily on suggestions from the pollock industry. The industry developed the incentive programs and promoted them during the 1.5 days of public testimony. Paul McGregor with the At-Sea Processors Association called the hard cap limit a safety net and not what the fleet would actually shoot for. Captain Charles Bronson from the Great Pacific supported the policy, especially the insurance-like salmon savings incentive plan.
But the SIP is the one that would be, I feel, do the most for salmon reduction. You know, you keep a running record always. But in the shoreside sector, you need to be able to build that little bank account for that hiccup in there, or that lightning strike that, you know, you might end up encountering at some point down the road.
Before the new program is put into place in 2011, it requires final approval by the Secretary of Commerce. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.